We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, modest viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ong Vorong, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendlsat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV, and in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayeme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotos, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, China donates 8 mobile medical clinics to the Philippines. In veg news, an Austrian city establishes the country's first weekly veggie day. In eco news, a United Arab Emirates university promotes green living. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 5th, notable Croatian engineer and inventor, Mr. Slavoljub Eduard Penkala, is remembered. Born in 1871 in Liptovský Svatý Mikuláš in what is now Slovakia, he passed away on this day in 1922. Mr. Penkala is most well known for the invention of the mechanical pencil in 1906 and the first solid ink fountain pen in 1907. He helped to establish a factory for pens and pencils, which is still in existence today. Mr. Penkala's many other innovations include the first Croatian two-seat airplane. May creative individuals such as Mr. Slavoljub Eduard Penkala continue to develop advances to better our world.
Fly-in news. Strong windstorm sweeps United Arab Emirates. Beginning early on Tuesday, February 1st, sand and dust carried by strong southeasterly winds significantly reduced visibility in several parts of the United Arab Emirates, with residents cautioned to remain indoors as traffic was halted in some places. Liwa and Al Ain of Abu Dhabi Emirate were the worst affected areas, with many people reporting eye problems and skin irritation.
Towards evening, precipitation began with residents panicking in Kalba as rare massive sea waves up to 8 feet in height washed onshore and immersed local streets. Rescue and municipal teams were sent to drain the accumulated water and build a protective barricade. Our appreciation to all Emirati officials and personnel for your precautionary measures. May such disturbing conditions be lessened through our concerted efforts to foster greater kindness for a more stabilized ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Belarus receives international assistance. At a conference hosted by neighboring Poland on Wednesday, February 2nd, a 36-nation Solidarity with Belarus campaign resulted in European Union member states and other countries donating 87 million euros to support the nation's emerging peace and stability. Announcing the aid in a press conference after the meeting, Polish Foreign Minister Radosław Sikorski said that the funds would specifically support the endeavors of non-governmental organizations, independent media, and students. Speaking of other recommended changes, top European Union official Stefan Fiala called for the government's release of all Belarusian political detainees, as well as suggesting that European Union countries waive or reduce visa fees for the nation's travelers. Heaven's blessings, European Union and others international community members, for your support and assistance to the people of Belarus. Our prayers that friendship and peace may prevail for the flourishing of residents across the nation.
Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association celebrates Lunar New Year around the world. From Sihu, Formosa, or Taiwan, to Seoul, South Korea, to New Jersey, USA, centers of our association across the globe mark the festive Lunar New Year together in shared hopes of heralding the spring and good fortune for the planet. The Lunar New Year, an important traditional holiday in many Asian communities, brings memories of many past celebrations in the presence of Supreme Master Ching Hai, who on this occasion would often encourage our association members to renew their determination to progress spiritually through daily endeavors.
This year, with Supreme Master Ching Hai's permission, our international association members gathered at the Sihu Center to pray for world harmony, as well as to enjoy a colorful array of uplifting performances, a fun vegan barbecue, and even a loving hut cooking class. Every member also received a traditional lucky red envelope as per Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving instruction.
That's 增加到好几十万，说到恩典还不止这些呢。持纯数一天，加持力40%，还有灵性的协商，100亿灵魂解脱，灵性加持线 B 计划、C 计划、D 计划。
等等。
nghe xuân sang thấy lòng mình chứa tràn tiếng pháo vui vang đó đây ôi rộn ràng
như thương hình sinh ngoài huyền phiêu nhạc như chỗ sư vang tràn nai
More warm-hearted parties were also held in our association centers throughout the world, while others organized charity events such as New Year festivities for orphans and prison inmates, inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai's example of touching and uplifting spirits.
Supreme Master Television in Los Angeles, USA was also happy to join in welcoming the Lunar New Year, beginning with Supreme Master Ching Hai's words of wisdom and love, along with traditional firecrackers and some fun entertainment.
We especially thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for imbuing such great joy as well as real hope in human hearts for our planet's future. May this new year be the one in which, with heaven's benevolent grace, our world is revived and humanity elevated to bring peace to all co-inhabitants.
New solar system discovered. On Wednesday, February 2nd, U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, scientists working in partnership with a number of universities revealed a fascinating new solar system as discovered by the Kepler Space Telescope, launched in 2009 on a mission to discover Earth-like planets. In the center of this system is a star that resembles our own sun, which is orbited by at least six planets that the astronomers call Puffy, five of which are packed unusually close to each other. These planets, although larger than most in our solar system, are some of the smallest exoplanets ever discovered. Amazed figuration of this new discovery, the NASA scientists affirm its indication of the vast variety that exists in the universe, which furthers their anticipation of inhabitable Earth-like planets to be eventually discovered. The Kepler telescope measures light from more than 100,000 stars as it orbits the Sun in search of planets similar in composition and size to the Earth that are inside a region known as the habitable zone, where temperatures are warm enough to liquefy water but not too hot for life to exist. What an amazing discovery. We join the National Aeronautics and Space Administration scientists and colleagues in eagerly looking forward to more such fascinating information about the boundless universe and our many planetary neighbors in space.
French actress remembered. Actress Maria Schneider passed away at age 58 on Thursday, February 3rd in Paris. She starred in a number of films, among which was The Passenger, alongside Academy Award-winning actor Jack Nicholson. Ms. Schneider's more recent movies included Jane Eyre and Merry-Go-Round. The actress also overcame personal challenges as she went on to speak out against illegal drug abuse and the sometimes precarious profession of acting. She once said, "I was very lucky. I lost many friends to drugs, but I met someone who helped me stop. I called this person my angel." Prior to her passing, Ms. Schneider also ran an organization called The Wheel Turns, which offered guidance to struggling actors, dancers, and other performers. We offer our respectful condolences to the loved ones of Ms. Maria Schneider. May her soul rest serenely in the eternal light and grace of the divine.
Save our planet. Billions of trees in the Amazon dying because of drought. A team of British and Brazilian scientists have warned that a widespread drought in the Amazon rainforest during 2010 was even worse than the once-in-a-century dry spell of 2005. In a new study published in the journal Science, they evaluated rainfall data collected via satellite during the prolonged 2010 dry season, as well as information from trees in throughout the Amazon. The scientists found an alarming 60% increase over 2005 in the regions covered by dead trees, along with more intense drought. As the renowned lungs of the earth, the Amazon rainforest normally absorbs over 25% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions, or some 1.5 billion tons of CO2. But the billions of trees that perished in the drought this past year, scientists say the Amazon is now forecast to release 5 billion tons in the coming years, potentially leading to runaway climate change.
Moreover, global climate models forecast more frequent Amazon droughts, further aggravating potential risks. Research leader Dr. Simon Lewis of the University of Leeds in the United Kingdom cautioned, "We can't just wait and see because there is no going back. We won't know we have passed the point where the Amazon turns from a sink to a source until afterwards, when it will be too late."
We thank Dr. Lewis and colleagues for sharing these critical findings that foretell the predicament of not only the Amazon region but also the globe. Let us heed such disturbing changes by swiftly adopting the most eco-friendly lifestyles to protect the treasured Amazon and indeed the planet.
During an April 2009 video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai emphasized the need to tread more lightly in the ecosphere to ensure the survival of the Earth and all her inhabitants.
Saving the world's tropical forest, the lungs of the Earth, is one of the very important priorities. Because when the tropical rainforests are destroyed, there are many frightening side effects. It's not just the permanent changes to the world's temperature, rainfall, and weather patterns, which the forests regulate. It's not just about the millions of people who might lose their livelihoods that depend on the forest. The rainforests themselves normally is our protectors. But as the climate gets warmer, instead of absorbing CO2 to protect our planet climate, they will be emitting back CO2. As well. They will not be helping us, the rainforest, if the climate gets warmer. But instead, they will be worsening the global warming problem. Stop the livestock industry. That would be the most effective way to halt global warming and restore our planet. It would save our precious forest.
With at least 8 deaths and 800 injuries resulting as Egyptian protesters, foreign journalists, and human rights activists are beaten and arrested, more and more world leaders express their strong aversion for these acts as they urge the Egyptian government to halt all violence and respect basic human rights.
These include Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper, New Zealand's Prime Minister John Key, China's Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei, India's External Affairs Minister S.M. Krishna, Canadian Foreign Minister Lawrence Cannon, Australian Foreign Minister Kevin Rudd, North Atlantic Treaty Organization or NATO members, and Reporters Without Borders Secretary General Jean-Francois Julliard. Other decision makers are affirming a need for the violence to end, in addition to a transition of government now.
Among the leaders making such calls are UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, US President Barack Obama, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, British Prime Minister David Cameron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Italian Premier Silvio Berlusconi, Spain's Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, US Senate members, British Foreign Secretary William Hague, Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini, US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Greek Foreign Minister Dimitrios Roots, and Brazilian Foreign Ministry.
Other global leaders calling for a stop to all violence along with rapid transition to a new government include Austrian Chancellor Werner Faymann, Belgian Prime Minister Yves Leterme, Bulgaria's Prime Minister Boyko Borisov, Cypriot President Dimitris Christofias, Czech President Václav Klaus, Danish Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen, Estonian President Thomas Hendrik Ilves, Finnish President Tarja Halonen, Greek President Karolis Papoulias, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, Irish President Mary McAleese, Latvia's President Valdis Zatlers, Lithuanian President Dalia Grybauskaitė, Luxembourg Prime Minister Jean-Claude Juncker, Malta's Prime Minister Lawrence Gonzi, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, Sweden's Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt, Slovenian President Danilo Turk, Slovakian President Ivan Gasparovic, Portugal's President Aníbal Cavaco Silva, and Polish President Bronisław Komorowski. As the situation has become more peaceful, we are relieved at the news that more restraint is being practiced during all national protests for an improved Egypt. We thank all the world leaders for your caring messages of peace and pray that Egypt will be protected in the hands of heaven.
Thousands of people gather all over the world in a show of solidarity with the Egyptian people and their peaceful demonstrations.
Saying that reform is coming to Egypt as in Tunisia, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Navi Pillay notes with alarm the degree of violence that had occurred during protests, calling for an international investigation along with the recommendation that all governments help prevent such tragedies by protecting human rights.
Demonstrations, including media members from organizations such as Reporters Without Borders, take place outside Egyptian embassies in Europe after at least three journalists in Cairo, Egypt, were reported missing and many more detained or injured from being attacked, with one dead from bullet wounds, all while on duty during the protests in Egypt.
Save Our Planet. A new solar panel control system developed by Germany-based company Siemens tracks the sun according to time of day, time of year, and precise geographic location, and yields 35% more energy than conventional fixed solar panels.
Save Our Planet. Scientists discuss the Arctic paradox, whereby rapid loss of sea ice and dramatic Arctic warming is changing atmospheric circulation throughout the northern hemisphere to create unusually cold and snowy weather, which could become more frequent if the Arctic continues to absorb more heat.
Save Our Planet. U.S. Geological Survey scientists in Alaska track a female bear as she swims 9 consecutive days across the Beaufort Sea before reaching an ice floe, during which she lost her year-old cub and about 22% of her body weight, showing the dramatic reality of global warming on polar bears.
Supreme Master Qinghai shed tears upon hearing the sorrowful news and prays that more humans soon return to the benevolent vegan life-saving lifestyle to save all beings on this planet.
The fruit bat, and I'm eating smart with a vegan diet. Today, I have a household tip of the day for creating more storage space in any room of your house. You can add a corner pocket rack on which to place extra supplies. This handy shelf can also be used for decorative items. Check your local home supply stores or online to see various models. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the world.
humanitarian news, China donates 8 mobile medical clinics to the Philippines. The well-equipped units, valued at approximately $2 million, will assist the Philippines in its goal of improving the quality of healthcare, especially in rural areas. They will also support the nation in reaching her Millennium Development Goals. It is estimated that more than 200 people a day will be served by each clinic. Our earnest gratitude, China, for your generosity. May your kindness benefit many beautiful Philippine people and deepen the friendship between your two countries.
In Veg News, an Austrian city establishes the country's first weekly veggie day. Now on every Thursday, participating restaurants in Glognitz are offering a vegetarian menu for their customers. Glognitz is a small picturesque town in eastern Austria and an important travel junction in the region. The veg campaign was initiated by the Austrian Green Party, the Honourable Dr. Madeleine Petrovic, Club President of the Green Party of Lower Austria and President of the Vienna Animal Protection Society, and the Honourable Councillor Karin Schichaus, a member of the Glognitz City Council and a member of the Green Party.
Durch die vegetarische Ernährung wird ja das Klima geschützt. Der ökologische Fußabdruck von Vegetariern ist viel geringer als von Fleischessern. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
The Honourable Mayor Irene Gollas of Glognitz spoke in support of Veggie Day.
Ich als Bürgermeisterin bin natürlich sehr stolz darauf, dass Glognitz eben durch die Einführung dieses Veggie Days wieder eine positive Vorbildwirkung geben kann. Und ich hoffe auch, dass der Aktion Anstoß gibt, um wieder einmal über gesundheitliche, umweltbezogene und ethische Aspekte des übertriebenen Fleischkonsums nachzudenken.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
There are 9 restaurants in Glognitz serving plant-based options every Thursday. Information about the health and environmental benefits of the veg diet is printed on the menu cards.
Wie sind die Reaktionen der Gäste, die erst im Restaurant über den Veggie Day erfahren?
Die Reaktionen sind durchwegs positiv. Also es entscheiden sich dann eher mehr Gäste, vegetarisch zu essen, anstatt Fleisch zu essen. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Bravo Glognitz, and many thanks Austrian Green Party, the Honourable Dr. Madeleine Petrovic and the Honourable Councillor Karin Schichaus for starting this planet-helping endeavour. Also our respectful appreciation, the Honourable Mayor Irene Gollas for your support. May every day soon be an earth-saving veggie day.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat. Because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Coming up on Noteworthy News, presentations on sustainable living are held at green-going Abu Dhabi University in United Arab Emirates. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more illustrious news on Supreme Master Television.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In his Chinese New Year message, Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong announces the government's plan to implement a program that will assist the country's lower-income households in offsetting rising costs of living.
Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim announces plans to invest $8.3 billion in businesses throughout 19 Latin American countries to assist in their development, especially in the areas of telecommunications, infrastructure improvements, and water treatment.
In an effort to prioritize mental health at the same level as physical vitality, reality, the British government allocating £400 million toward the goal of assisting up to 1 million for the next 4 years.
Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz sets up a committee that will oversee infrastructure improvement and build a drainage system in the city of Jeddah to save lives and prevent damage in case of future flood disasters.
Researchers at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden find that in just 3 days, consuming 300 grams daily of spinach results in less oxygen needed for the same muscle function during exercise, thanks to a boost in the efficiency of mitochondria, the powerhouse of cells.
The Chinese government allocates $228 million to compensate for food shortages and ensure that winter vegetables are supplied to people in the drought-stricken north.
Representatives from 40 different indigenous Venezuelan communities participate in inclusion programs organized by the government to protect and preserve the cultural heritage of each unique native community.
North Korea joins other members of the international community in calling for a halt to whale hunting in the region due to its endangerment of the marine mammal's survival and damage to ocean ecosystems.
The Turkish International Cooperation and Development Agency donates $25,000 to the UN Relief and Works Agency so that 100 Palestinian refugee family members with disabilities can receive prosthetics to provide them with better societal integration and equal opportunities.
More people in China are choosing to bring animal companions into their lives, increasing their populations by 30% a year, along with a blossoming of pet care and products businesses.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.